Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast tonight for Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy, Bible class on tonight. I just give God all the praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name tonight. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity, hallelujah, to study the word of God. We're going to get ready to have a short devotional song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go right into the word of God. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 97. Let me put this cough drop in here real quick. Amen. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgments are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round and about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people rejoice. And all the people see his glory, confounded by all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Lord. For the Lord art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserved the souls of his saints. He delivered them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteousness and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteousness, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I have just read you from Psalm 97 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now.
You know my name.
Sorry, y'all. I just put on hold. Name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come thanking and praising you for this opportunity to study your word together, God. Father, we come right now just asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now. We just bless your holy name tonight. We give you praise and glory
We ask you tonight to just open up our minds and our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to let us understand your word just like it's there, God. In the name of Jesus, just bless the name of Jesus on tonight. Father, we just thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight, God. In the mind, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, just cover them on tonight. In the name of Jesus and their families, encamp angels all around about them to protect them. In the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I bind up the strong man from our lives in this radio broadcast. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I just thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight. I had my grandbaby on here for a minute with me, but it's okay. She gone now. God is a good God, yeah. She was on here on my, called me on my telephone. And, yeah, she called me on the phone, but it's okay. She a lot of times she called me and she don't know she be calling me. So it's okay. I tried to talk to her and she was saying something, but it's all right. Maybe she wants to get on the prayer line tonight. Maybe she wants to study. Mm-hmm. So we're okay. In chapter. Yeah, she's something. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Let me go to read, y'all. All righty. All the commandments which I command thee, this chapter 8,
Apostle.
This day.
Apostle.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Ain't this chapter 9 and 10?
It probably is. Wait a minute. It is. It is. Thank you so much. Hear you, this chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Ankim, who thou knowest and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Achan? Achan, that's what it is. Stand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Speak not, though, in thy heart after that the Lord thy God has cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doeth drive them out from before thee, not for thy righteousness, or for the uprightness of thine heart doest thou go to possess their land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it, for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not thy God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb, ye provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you. And when I was gone up into the mount to receive the tablets of stones, even the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water, and the Lord delivered unto me two tablets of stone written in the finger of God, with the finger of God, and on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stones, even the tablets of the covenant. And the Lord said unto me, arise, get these down quickly from hence, for thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupt themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molded image. Furthermore, the Lord spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their names from under heaven, and I would make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain. The mount burned with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a molten calf. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. And I took the two tablets and cast them out of my two hands and break them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also, and the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also same time. And I took your sins, the calf which ye had made, and burned it with fire, and stamped it, and grounded it very small, even until it was as small as dust, and I cast that dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount, and at to Berah, and at Mesa,
girl.
He brought anyway. Tatava.
What? Tibra. Okay, Tibra, whatever she said. Ye provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God, and ye believe him not, nor hearken to his voice. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first sight, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed, therefore, unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thy inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth with a mighty hand. Remember thy servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sins, lest the land whence thou broughtest us out, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are thy people and thy inheritance, which thou broughtest out by the mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. That was Lisa had texted me. It just threw me. That's why I stopped. Because just when we start reading and we get on here, everything just try to block us. I don't even know why she know I'm on this. Anyway, go ahead, Prophet.
Okay.
Girl.
At that time, the Lord said unto me, heal the two tables of stone like unto the first, and come up unto me into the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I will write on the table at the words that were in the first table, which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tables in mine hand. And he wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spake unto you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them unto me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount and put the tables in the ark which I had made. And there they be as the Lord commanded thee. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beerus, or Beerus, of the children of Dakin and Mosera, there Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar, the son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed into Gudgada, and from Gudgada to Jotbath, a land of rivers of water. Mm-hmm. And that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Therefore Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also, and the Lord would not destroy thee. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heavens of heaven is the Lord thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in the fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that has done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down unto Egypt with 70 persons, And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of the heaven for multitude. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the devil is always busy, always trying to throw you off of stuff, but I'm going to have to get hurt. But anyway, we're going to get ready to answer a couple of questions. It says in chapter 9, how long did Moses stay on Mount Horeb the first time when he went? And we all know he stayed.
Yeah, 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what happened to the first tablet Moses brought down from the mountain?
This is verse 17. He broke them because he threw them out of his hand.
Yeah. Okay. What did God want to do to the people for making the molten calf? He wanted to destroy them.
He wanted to destroy them. And that's verse
14. What did God want to
get rid of
that? Yes, he did, because they were doing stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. What did he want to do to Aaron? Because Aaron was the head leader in making the molten calf. And
he
was
the priest. He wanted to destroy himself, too.
He wanted to kill him. Yep. Okay, chapter 10. What did Moses go back to the mountain to make again?
He wants to make the tables again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wants to make them tablets again for the Ten Commandments. Those are the Ten Commandments he made over again. The first one's Ten Commandments he broke because he threw them. How long did Moses stay on the mountain this time?
The same 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah. What is all that God requires of us?
That's verse 12. He required us to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day.
Good. All right, then. You go ahead, girl. You've been studying. Okay. Why did Moses want the people to circumcise their heart? And it's over in 16.
This verse 16.
He said,
okay, you go ahead.
You can. Go ahead.
He said, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiffly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He wanted them to put God's law and ways in their heart so they could live righteously. You know, that's why he had them doing that. How many Israelites had gone down to Egypt before their captivity? I'm trying to find the verse.
3, 4, and 10 persons.
Mm-hmm, that's 70. Scores are 30. No, I guess it's 20. 3 scores. Wait a minute. Let me see. Anyway, it's 70. 3 scores and 10 persons. 3 scores equals 60. And 10 makes 70. It was 70 people that went down. But we got to get them too quick. I'm telling you. Because we all into it. Ain't nobody on her but you and me. But I'm going to read a little more. Right.
God is reviewing for this next generation the past of the nation of Israel. Their past was not good. God did not save them because they were good. He didn't call them because they were an outstanding nation. They were not. Let me see. Let me go down to one. It says, this day does not refer to 24 hours, but to the time when they will enter the land. It says, for number 2, verse 2 in chapter 9, it says, a people great and tall, the children of Achim, who thou knowest and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Achan? God gives a report on the land, which is worse than the report the spies had brought back. God knew that the land, and God knew the land, and God knew. You see Celestine calling me. You know I can't stand them. Oh, Lord, don't let me say that. What's wrong with them? God gives a report on the land, which is worse than the report the spies had brought back. God knew that the land, and God knew who was in the land, yet God had told them to go in. They had refused to go in because they didn't believe God. God knew that the people there was giants. He knew all the difficulties. He had promised to go into the land with them. It was Martin Luther who said, one with God is a majority. And it's right. When you got God, you got a majority. Oh, you don't need nobody but God. He is the majority. And number 3, it says, understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As the consuming fire, he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. God takes the responsibility of putting them out of the land. God is the landlord. He is the creator. He has a right to do this. When I hear a fellow, whoever it is in theology, complain about this, he says, I feel like saying, you little peep squeak, you keep quiet, and you and I are just little creatures down here. God is the sovereign creator, and we are just the little people he made. But speak not thou in thine heart after the Lord thy God has cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land, but for the wickedness for these nations the Lord doeth drive them out from before thee. God is saying that he is driving the other nations out because they are wicked nations, not because of the people he's putting in there are righteous, but God makes that abundantly clear. See, because it wasn't because these people he was sending in was so good and so righteous, but the people that was in there was so wicked, he was trying to get them out of there. This has really been a really good chapter, both of them. It says, God did not come down to deliver Israel because they were a wonderful people. He knew all the time that they were a stiff-necked people, but he heard their cries in Egypt. And he will, you know, when you cry for God, he'll hear you. Not because of who you are, but for Christ's sake. If you would turn to Christ in faith, he will save you. If you crying out to God, he going to hear you. He going to do something about it. And then number 6, it says, Do you know that God does not save you and me because we are good? We are sinners, and that's what I be trying to tell them every day. You need to repent every day because we sin every day. And in the word of God, which you all going to see, you're going to see that he's going to say you're a sinner, and if you say you're not, you're a liar, and the truth not in you. We are sinners. He saved us for Christ's sake, not for our own sake. He says he can't find anything righteous in you at all. It is for Christ's sake that God saved us, and God finds everything we need in him. How wonderful that is. Okay. Moses directs them back over their past history and refers specifically to the time when they made the golden calf. If we turn back to Exodus 32, verse 4, we read, "And he received them at their land," referring to the golden earrings. The women and the men took off their golden earrings and gave them to Aaron, which is the priest. Those golden earrings were a sign of idolatry. Generally, they were worn in one ear only. These people had lapsed back into idolatry very quickly. Aaron took the golden earrings, and with a graving tool, he fashioned a molten calf, and they said, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Now God caused them to remember this. God reminded them of that again in Psalms 106 and 19. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped this molten image. God asked them to remember, but they forgot. So he just wanted to let them know, don't do this no more. Y'all better remember what you did back there, and I spared your life, but they didn't. And so that's why he let them all die in the wilderness, wandered in the wilderness. And so their children are here. So he was reminding their children what their mammies and their daddies did, their parents did. Mm-hmm. Y'all better not do that, because if you do, this is what's going to happen to you. That's what he was telling them. I'm going to read a little of chapter 10. And then it says, "And Moses had said in his prayer, Israel belongs to God. They are his inheritance. He will not destroy them because of their sins, but graciously give them again the Ten Commandments written by himself." So he gave them to them again. Moses brought the tablets of stones down, placed them in the ark. Then the children of Israel continued on their journey. There are great spiritual lessons in this for us. As Levi was the priestly tribe, so today the church is a kingdom of priests. There is every believer in Jesus Christ is a priest. I am not a Roman Catholic priest, but I am a Catholic priest, as is every believer in Christ. I'm not a Catholic priest, man, in this sense that Catholic means general. No, Catholic means Catholic. Don't believe that. The New Testament priest is to offer himself to God for worship, intercession, and service. He is, and he is to exercise a gift as a priest according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And every believer as a priest has a gift to exercise in the church. Notice that the tribe of Levi was to have no material inheritance. God was their inheritance. God has promised to give land a certain amount of acreage to the other tribes. And when he blessed them, it was temporal, a temporal blessing. He did not promise to Levi, this is also the position of the believer today. Like Levi, our inheritance is in God. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly. And that's the truth. And I'd rather have that than all this other stuff. I'd rather have God than anything else. Do not make the mistake of thinking this is the gospel. It is not the gospel. You and I ought to thank God for that, because if it depended on this, you and I would be blessed very much. If Israel had kept them, they would have been blessed when they judgment came for years, demonstrated through Israel to the world and to you and me that he cannot save by law. That's the law. These people under favorable circumstances in a land geared to the law were unable to keep it, and if they were unable to keep it, then you and I are unable to keep it. Thank God he saved by grace today. In fact, grace has always been his method. In the Old Testament, he never saved anyone by the law. They were saved by his mercy and grace to them. Looking forward to the coming of the Christ to die on the cross to take away their sins. God loved the strangers, and he reminded these people that they had been strangers in the land of Egypt. The Lord Jesus quoted this to answer Satan. You remember, our Lord certainly was familiar with the book of Deuteronomy, as probably every Israelite was in that day. The evidence blessings of God was upon them. He sent them down into Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt. God was responsible, and he didn't mind taking the responsibility. So what he was saying was that he sent them to Egypt, and Pharaoh kept them and wouldn't let them go, worked them, made them work and stuff for him, and wouldn't let them go. So God had to make Pharaoh let them go. So he sent Moses and Aaron to do that. And so now he then got them away from there. They still, you know, been complaining and stuff and still don't trust and believe God. I'm telling you, in this time, in this day, in this state, when I tell you we got to believe and trust God, because I'm telling you, in the year 2022, it's going to be so many things happening. Believe me, in the first 3 months, watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. This is the time for us to please stay before the Lord. I've been trying to tell everybody I know. I've just been trying to tell everybody. When you go to the store, get you some canned meats and stuff if you got to have meat. Get canned meats. Stock up. That's what you need to do, because it's going to be so hard at the wall. With all this stuff is coming down, it's going to be so hard for the people in some cases. But you got to trust God, because God ain't going to have everybody like that. Everybody ain't going to be like that. It's going to be a wealth transfer in 2022. The people of God going to have money. The ones that truly, truly believe in him, they're going to have finances and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just got to use it wisely. You can't go out buying every little thing you think you want. Like me, that's it. I don't need no clothes, no hats, no shoes, no nothing, because I don't wear them nowhere but to the grocery store, to the doctor. I ain't buying nothing else. All I'm doing, I might go get me another gun. That's all I may do, because I'm telling you, the devil, Satan is going to get even busier. You ain't going to hardly be able to go to the store. I'm telling you. I was reading. What was I just reading? It said, went outside and got the news, the mail out the box. And I messed around and looked at what happened this week, what kind of in the police thing. And girl, when I tell you they was robbing people on lots, on the store lots and all kind of stuff. I was saying, Lord, I'll be going out here by myself all the time. I'm scared to go to this bank tomorrow because I ain't scared. But the thing is, this man and woman went into the jewelry store and went in there to get a watch band. And they said a guy had came in there and leaned up against the wall. When they went out to get in their car, this man followed them out the store, and it was another man out there, and they just pointed the guns at them and then took money, one pointed the gun at his wife and the other one pointed the gun at him, robbed them for all their money, took the watch, everything. You can't even go out in the daytime. It's going to get much worse than that. That's why it ain't bad in Illinois like it is here. It's not bad, but it's bad here. That's why I thank God I got what I got, and I'm getting what I'm getting. So I won't have to go out. I'm going to go fill this tank up tomorrow when I go to that bank. I'm going to fill my tank up, and I'm going to stay the door shut in my – I ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you, if I have to go, I have to go. It may be one day a week, and I'm going to be asking the Holy Ghost to have an angel with me, because I'm telling you, these people don't have no kind of regard for life. I mean, it was so many. Another one, they carjacked somebody, a Jeep. You know what I'm saying? If this was on Southfield Road is right there. I can be there in 2 seconds, 2 minutes from my house at Southfield Road. But it was on down for about a mile, a half a mile. Okay, And see, I don't have a carry where I can carry my gun concealed. I'm going to have to go get that thing because I don't want nobody walking up on me pointing no gun at me. I don't want that. So I'm praying, asking God to keep me covered as I go out, because when they used to see Ed, you know, that kind of deter them a little bit. But with just me and that Mercedes by myself, I don't care. Both of them Mercedes. You know, both of them is a Mercedes. That's why I say I'm going to go and get me some gas out there where the white people at. And I'm going to come on back to this house, go to the bank. I hate to go to the bank with all this money, but I'm going to the bank, and they got a security guard. I'm going to go in there and come on back out. And if somebody follow me, honey, that's all I'm going to tell you. They're going to get shot. I ought to keep the gun in the doggone garage, because I don't have time for this, I'm telling y'all. But it's going to get worse. It's perilous times are coming. So we may not get afraid and scared, but we got to stay on our face so God can cover us. I'm telling you, so he can send. I believe angels is all through this house. It'd be so peaceful here. It's just like everything is nothing is moving in this house, you know, and it's just quiet and comfortable and everything. And I really thank God for it. I'm telling you, I do. So, you know, anyway, I done ran my mouth. I'm so thankful that you on here, or you and your husband on here. I just be listening because, no, call me all day, but they won't get on this doggone land. I guess they feel like they can't learn nothing else. But when the preacher start preaching, they don't know what the preacher talking about because they don't know they word. They ain't even had no idea of the word. So this is what I'm saying. They need to know this word just like you studying every day. They need to be studying the word of God. They got to get closer to the Lord. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know what it sounds. Mimi should have stayed on her. She had got on here and got off twice. But she should have stayed on. I know Journey probably getting dead and got on her nerves because Journey was conning with her phone. That's why I was saying Journey. She was saying some of everything. I'm like, Journey, I didn't want to hang up in her face because she knew who I was. But it's okay. Anyway, I ain't going to hold y'all. I ain't going to hold you on here because we got about 10 minutes left. But let me see how many minutes we got left. Mm-hmm. Got about 9 minutes left, so we good to go. But I thank God for this teaching because God want us to remember what the Israelites did, and we can't go back making no worshiping no idols and stuff like that. Mm-mm. We got to worship God, and we don't worship him enough. But I thank God that we can worship him, and we don't have to keep the law. We can repent. You know, we got Jesus died for us. So I thank God for that today. But anyway, I'm not going to hold. We're going to get ready to close out, but we'll be right back on here, and we'll be at chapter 11 and 12. Let me write it down right now. Okay, so I won't get confused. Right here. Mm-hmm. Right here. Yep. So we'll start at 11 and 12 on Thursday. Amen. So we're getting ready to close our Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing. Lord, we through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you tonight for opening up our understanding. We thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. We thank you for the anointing on tonight, Lord. We just give you praise and glory. Father, we ask you to bless every one of them that interrupted us, God. I ask you to bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover a prophetess Morton and her family, her husband, Prophetess Morton. I ask you to cover her and her family tonight and cover them. Keep them encamp angels all around about them. Just keep them covered, Lord. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm so anxious tonight for some reason, but I'm asking you right now, God, go over us and take control and keep us up under the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood over our doorpost, Lord, so the death angel can pass over, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless Apostle Dean and touch his body on tonight. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. God bless you, Ray. I will talk tomorrow. God bless you. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Okay, Granny. You too. Love you too.
All right, baby. Good night.
Good night.